Rousinghausen. Don't play Rousinghausen, boys. Just Derek, don't speak to my father in law, please. Stay away from him. I spread vicious rumors at all.
He's looking around. Who are you talking to? Okay, today's daf. What did we get up to?
Approximately
Yudalev. Yeah, oh, right. Okay, and we had moved ahead to past the sugya of the Shluchei Mitzvahinu Nizokin. And we're up to Tani Rav Kahana Kameda Rav Yehuda. And it's right smack bang in the middle of the daf. Actually, one line down in the middle. Tani Rav Kahana Kameda Rav Yehuda. We're in the middle of the sugya of mezuzah here in general, because we started discussing whether Lishkat Fahedrin requires mezuzah, and we got into the question of a dirah taroi, dirah that's not meant for the whole year, dirah that's kabal korcha, and the questions of gezera lagabe the kohen gadol. And because of that, we want to take a look in general at some of the dinim of the mezuzah. So Tani Rav Kahana Kameda Rav Yehuda. Beit HaTeven, Beit HaBakar, Beit HaItzim, Beit HaOtzarot, Piturim Min HaMezuzah. You have all of these things that are not particularly honorable usages, places where you store your animals or your grain, or you just use as a place where you keep your wood for your fireplace, or general things that you're keeping in a storage shed. All of these things are Potur Min HaMezuzah, strangely enough. He adds, the reason being, at least so it appears, mipnei she'anashim na'utot behen, because women pretty themselves up in them, meaning, mainu utot rochatzot. We didn't have a bathroom in the house, so they would bring the bath basically into one of these side rooms, and you would use the storage shed for a bath and so on, fill your bath, use the bath, and then. So therefore, it's not considered to be a kovod use. The mashmaut, of course, is that if it wouldn't be for the fact that women are washing in those rooms, that they would be chayav b'mezuzah. Omale Rav Yehuda, are you trying to tell me taima d'rochatzot? The only reason that they're potter from a mezuzah is because it's used for washing? Astoma chayavin. But if you have a place for your animals, that would be normally chayav? Doesn't it say in the Braita of HaTanya, Refet bakar p'turamina mezuzah. Forget about anything that you're doing in there for washing. It's just in and of itself not suited for a mezuzah. Elamayna oto, therefore I suggest that it's a completely different way to read that, right? The way you said it over is wrong. Mayna otot mitkashtot, it's talking about making themselves pretty, meaning putting a little vanity there. And indeed, using it as a dressing room. That's what it means. And if anything, it meant the opposite. Hachi katani. Afal pish anashim mitkashtot behen. Piturim. That these types of places, even though they may be used as well for vanities, nonetheless per potter. And the way to read it, as Tosfos points out, is not that he's changing the girsa over here. It does say, not afal pi, it says mipnei. But the way to understand mipnei is because the only valid use you have is the fact that nashim are mitkashtot bo, and that's not enough. That's not the permanent and fundamental function of the room, and therefore it doesn't help you. That's what it means. So mipnei, they're only mitkashtot. As I know you're taking that into consideration. Insufficient. So when he's explaining afal pish anashim mitkashtot, from your point of view, you might think that would be enough to be mechayev you, because you think that the stam. I'm telling you that no, stam is potter, and anashim mitkashtot behem, even that isn't enough to be mechayev. That's the point. Exact opposite of your approach. Omar le Rav Kahana, come on, man, that's not true. Anashim mitkashtot behem turin. I know for a fact that isn't true. I have a fair shabraita that says that if women, in fact, use it as a vanity, that it would be chayev. It says, refet bakar piturah min ha-mezuzah. However, she'anashim mitkashtot ba chayevet b'mezuzah. Okay, so don't give me that stuff. If women use it as a vanity, then it is chayev. Now, I understand that to you, this is not a kasha. Because you're going to tell me, true, there is such a mandiyomar, that mitkashtot is a mandiyomar who holds And that's how you'll explain the contradiction, says a man. The Omer holds that mitkashtot is enough to be mechayev you, whereas the other man, the Omer holds it's not enough. But certainly, stoma would be potter. That's how you, and that's how you'll answer it. But don't you understand that once you say that, I could say the same thing? L'didinami stoma tanoi. I'll tell you the same thing. You're going to bring me a raya as you did. Refet bakar p'turam in amezuzah. That was your raya. Very nice. I accepted such a man d'yomar. But in exactly the same way that I just proved to you that you're going to have to accept that there's a man d'yomar who holds that if nashima mitkashtot, that indeed it's mechayev, you'll have to agree to me, sir, that there's a man d'yomar who holds that a refet bakar, if you don't have nashim rochatzot, is would it be chayev? That's stama. Itself is also a machlokas tanoim, and not everybody would agree that a refet bakar is p'turah min ha-mezuzah ipso facto. It depends on whether there's a usage that in fact makes it a makom mevuzeh, which is where it's used as a bathroom. And I'll show you why I say that. Where do I see stama tanoi? The Tanya. Take a look at this braita. We darshan the pasuk al mezuzot beitecha. Beitecha means hamyuchad lecha. Beitecha. Not al mezuzot habayit. Mezuzah of the bayit that is miuchad for your personal use, which does not include prat, lebeit ha-teven, lebeit ha-bakar, lebeit ha-itzim, lebeit ha-otzerot shepturen min ha-mezuzah. Very nice. Very nice. That's what you said. Okay, I agree. There is such a man d'yomar who holds that they're potter min ha-mezuzah min ha-stam. But yesh mechayvim, thank you very much, which was my shita, that min ha-stam, such places would be chayev in mezuzah, except for the fact that if Noshim, why are they potter? Because Noshim are rochatzot. So the fact that Noshim are rochatzot, that is now what makes the difference, therefore they're potter. Be'emet amru, beit ha-kiseu, beit ha-burski, beit ha-merchatz, beit ha-tfilah, ve'sha-nashim ni'otot behen, I'll explain that to you in a moment, indeed, are p'turin min ha-mezuzah. So now, I'll explain the braita the way I understand it. You explain it the way you understand it, okay? So Rav Kahana mitaretz l'tamei, Rav Yudah mitaretz l'tamei. Rav Kahana reads the braita like this. Let's start at the beginning. Al mezuzot beitecha. Beitecha means a bayit ha-miyuchad lecha, which is prat lebeit ha-teven, prat lebeit ha-bakar, lebeit ha-itzin, lebeit ha-otzarot, shepturim in ha-mezuzah bistam. But yeshim mechayvim, meaning yeshim mechayvim bistam, which is what I held. And that's why I was telling you that the only reason they are potter in my psak is because hanashim neotot beh, meaning rochatzot. Continue the bright the way I understand it. Be'emet amru, everybody is ready to agree about the fact that a beit ha-kisei, beit ha-burski, where it stinks because they do tanning there, ubeit ha-merchatz, ubeit ha-tfilah, v'shehanashim neotot beh, meaning what? My notot, as I understand it, rochatzot, then in those cases, you would be potter min ha-mezuzah. Now you'll ask me, I ainu merchatz, but you said a merchatz, meaning a bathroom, is potter. So why do you have to say, and a place where women wash? That's a bathroom. Why do I need two separate discussions of a bathroom? Because bath, meaning literal bathroom, not the euphemistic bathrooms that we have. Bath, a room of a bath. So why do you need to mention both of them? Because Hashmina Merchatz Derabim, a Merchatz usually means a public bath. And a place where Nashima Neotot Behen means a private bath. So Hashmina Merchatz Derabim, Vashmina Merchatz Deyachid, I need to know about a private bath. What's the Nafkamina? Very simple. If it would have just said a Merchatz, I would have said a merchatz is talking about a merchatz derabim. A merchatz derabim is really, anybody who's gone to the mikveh locally knows very well why it does not deserve the mezuzah. Nafish zuame. I mean, man, that place, it's really very dirty.
You just look at the heating system.
Havo merchatz.
The Kisari and Masada, you see, it must have been overwhelming. The hippocast, tremendous room with fires coming in.
A merchatz in Barneya's neighborhood. You can actually still see the dirt, you're saying. You can see the zuame. I don't know what she was talking about.
You can see what was created in those rooms.
It looks to me like it was very clean with all those water systems you're describing. You're not bringing a riot to the circuit. We're talking about Zuame. I don't know why you...
Zuame of the people's bodies or of the place?
Well, I doubt that you see the bodies.
The
place is filthy. Because so many people use it. Avo merchatz de yachid. What about an individual bathroom? Lo navi Zuame. So I would say it's chayav the mezuzah. Therefore, I need to list separately the idea of nashim noatot, meaning rochatzot. Kamashman, that even so, spotem in the mezuzah. Fine. This is how I read the Braita. Supports me completely. I have another mandiyama over here that explains away your Braita. But there is a mandiyama. There's a shita that holds that pistama, your chayev, very nice. And that holds your potter, very nice, like you say. Rabbi Yehuda says, no way. Nobody would say that. Here's how to read the Braita. Rabbi Yehuda Matar Satani, Hochita. Beitcha, indeed, means Beitcha Miuchad Lecha. Prat Le Beit HaTeven, Beit HaBakar, Beit HaTzim, Beit HaTzarot, Shepturin Min HaMezuzah, meaning, even though these rooms are serving a secondary purpose, to hold the woman's vanity. Afilu Mitkashtot, that's how I read. Yesh Bechayvim B'Mitkashtot. Machlokis is only whether a vanity is enough to be mechayev. Nobody holds stam. Nobody holds stam or would be chayev the way you're learning. Stam divrei hakol potter. That's not what the v'yesh b'chayvim was referring to. Yesh b'chayvim was referring to where women use a vanity there. Now continue again, according to my sheet, says Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'emet amru, beit hakisei, ubeit haburski, beit hamerchatz, beit hatfila, af al pi she'anashim mitkashtot behem. Turin min ha-mezuzah, mishum den ha-fi zuhama. It's everything fine. But there's certainly no basis here at all for your absurd approach that there's somebody who holds that you would be chayev unless it's not good enough that it's meant for a bunch of cows. You know, that, for that, it would be chayev in a mezuzah. It's only part of a mezuzah because sometimes women wash there. Come off it. Nobody holds such a shita. So I don't see you could support your claim that there is a machloket anoyim about stam from this bright. There's no such support. The case that you're claiming is stam is actually a case where it's being used with a vanity. Okay. Asks the Gemara. So, the Beit HaTfilah over here means even without Zuhama. Because it's be'etzem used for a fundamentally not proper for a mezuzah purpose, a place of nakedness and so on. Therefore, don't put a mezuzah. They're shitas who hold, you don't put a mezuzah on the bedroom. You allow it because it's covered, because the door can be shut in front of, behind the mezuzah, which leaves the mezuzah outside. And there's a big machlok, because the way we cover it, the Chazon Ish holds, is not sufficient. So, because you need two covers, that both of which are not meyuchad for the mezuzah and so on. So, it's a lot pashut. So certainly a Beit HaTfilah is not suitable. Ask the Gemara, so in other words, Rabbi Yehuda's claim is that no one in his right mind would agree with Rav Kahana. And that stama divrei hakol potter. Definitely a Beit HaBakar is potter according to everybody without any concern for Nashim Rochatzot. Is that true? How is Rabbi Yehuda going to explain the following? V'atanya. We talked about Mezuzot Beitecha. Now let's talk about Uvi Sharecha. So it's Sharecha. Echad Sharei Batim, Echad Sharei Chatzerot. You got an entranceway now into your home that goes through a gate or goes into your Chatzer. Echad Sharei Medinot, or Sharei Ayarot, or even Refet for Bakar, Lulin for your Tanagolim, and now obviously the Tanagolim don't need the mezuzah, but you have the Shar going into your farm yard. Matbei, you're storing now your animal feed. Otsrot Yain, Otsrot Shemen, all of these places are Chayavim b'mezuzah. Yochosh, and it says here very clearly that Refet, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, nobody would say is Chayev in Mezuzah min Astam. It says over here that it's Chayev. There's no way to say over here that it's talking about Mitkashtot. Tosus points out There's no tzad to say that a woman is mitkashetet in a refet bakar. It's absurd. The case that we had before was a beit bakar. Beit bakar is a place where where animals are coming in, they're on their way out to the farm and so on. You'll stand the animals in a standing shed or something. It's not meant for a constant use of filth where an animal is there, it smells and so on and so forth. What woman in her right mind is going to put her vanity in a barn? It's not talking about a barn. So therefore, there's no tzad in the world to say over here that it's talking about shenashimit kashtot b'ensistosis. Fine. So in these cases, they were saying very clearly, not like Rav Yehuda. Here's a brayta, Madi Yarmen is saying, minastam, that they are chayamim and mezuzah anyway. Yochoshani marbeh, ach beit sha'ar, ach sadro umir peset. You might think that I should be mechayev over here as well, a gateway to, now, bepashtas, a beit sha'ar, this is a subject of a lot of controversy, because bepashtas, a beit sha'ar, is a reference to a little house, like a gatehouse, where sometimes a shomer stands, you walk through the gatehouse, go into the chatzer. Achsadr mirpeset would be referring to, what do they call those Spanish, you know, where you walk into an area on the side of the house. It doesn't mean you come in and out from the house from there. So porches and porticos. So those things that are not leading into the house themselves. Talmud lomar bayit. This is not a bayit. Ma bayit miuchad ledira. A bayit is a place where you live. Yatzvei l'shem miuchadim ledira. A beit shar, everybody walks through. It's not a dira. Who can live in a place like that? Now the problem is, as Tosfos says, a beit shar is, it says, beferish is chayiv b'mezuzah. Beit shar... It says in Menachas. Here it's saying Persian, not Chayav. How do you explain that? So Tosis wants to suggest maybe there's an afkamina between the Arite and the Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan were Mechayav. Over here it's talking about Mini Arite. It's part of Menevezuzah because we're darshaning the Pasek. Or says maybe there's differences between a Beit Shah that goes into a house or a Beit Shah itself that goes into the Mirpeset and the Achsadra. Maybe it should say over here Beit Shah Shel Mirpeset. B'shelach sadra, b'nei nachinami, the other Beit Shah would be chayev. Okay, there's a lot of different approaches to that issue of Beit Shah, and the Rishonim is a local kach pashut. And of course, our mirpesot already get a whole other issue of you. There's no top to the mirpesot, so it itself becomes now not miyuchad l'dira. And you have it connected to your house. Now you're going in and out of the mirpesot from your house. So where that's famous problem that everybody has, where do you put the mezuzah? Is the kenisa from the mirpesa to the house the only thing that's chayav in the mezuzah? And therefore the side that you put the mezuzah is the kenisa into the house. Or is the mirpesa, because it's mechubar to the bayit, considered to be a tashmish of the bayit, and therefore, not because of the chiyav of the mirpesa per se, you would put the mezuzah on the way into the mirpesa, which is the way the Taz basket. Yeah, a lot of the modern poskim, like the Chazanish, and some of the special mezuzah svarim that came out over the past 50 years or so, paskim that you bake it into the house from the merpeset. Of course, the most modern of the mezuzah books, paskim you put on two mezuzahs, obviously, so to be up to mitzad from the suffix. We knew it would come to that.
Yeah.
In the rova, they think. Ramesh is that's how paskin like the tats, that you put it going out towards the mirpesa. Yeah. Okay, so those are some of the approaches of Beit Shah. So, but anyway, let's just, huh? Well, if you go in and out through them, it's something else. If it's a kenisa labayit, it becomes the equivalent of a shah to the bayit. Here we're talking about when the merpeset is closed off and doesn't have its own roof, so it's not a mokum. So now the question is, what's its relationship to the house? Anyway, so I stopped in the middle of the bride, which I'm sorry. The Talmud Lomar bayit, to make it clear, so this bayit has to be a bayit miyuch. Oh, no, I did say that. Yahshua Elashem miyuchot and ladir. Yochosh anim arbes, if we're talking about a bayit, I mean, certainly a bathroom is a place where people live. I mean, some people put the most money into the bathroom nowadays. Where else do you get any privacy?
Seriously. It's absolutely the best place in the house. I mean, every place else, everybody's running around.
The bathrooms of the Mayor Simcha Lublin took all the donations from the Pearl Handle faucet. They still work.
Do
not as elaborate, but they are the rundown building, and I
do this. So beautiful bathrooms.
They're not beautiful, but they work, which is a big deal in Baltimore.
Very nice. Okay. So, after all, a Beit HaKise, I mean, look, it's part of life, you know. Beit HaBurski, Beit HaMerchatz, it's Beit HaTfilah. I mean, these are things that I'm doing, I'm working, I mean, this is how I'm living. No, Talmud Lomar, Bayit, Ma Bayit Asri L'Chavod, Avkala Asri L'Chavod. Bayit, in its essence, is a place where a man's home is his castle. I'm certainly not going to say his tannery is his castle, his bathroom is his castle, although nowadays you never know. But
the throne.
But so too, it's Kisei, it's Beit HaKise, it's a throne. There's even a Beit HaKise Shel Kavod. So Yochel Shani Marbea Fal Arbayit Fal Ishakot Vazarot. Okay, but Bayit should include also the Harabayit. This is also a beautiful place. Certainly Asur the Kavod. No, Tam Lomar Beit. This Beit Cha is a Bayit Shulchol. Afkol Shulchol Yotzei Lo Shein Kodesh. Okay, but getting back to our sugya, is this a tiyufta? It is indeed.
This kind of sugya, whether based nesses today.
Yeah, we're getting there. So tiyufta, two Reb Yudas claim that nobody would hold a Reb Kahana. Obviously, somebody holds a Reb Kahana. This says over here, minastam, that the refet would be chayiv. You see, hold a Reb Kahana. Okay. Tani Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda kamei de Rava. Shisha sharim peturim in hamezuzah. There's six types of sharim that are not chayav. Beit HaTeven, Beit HaBakar, Beit HaItzim, Beit HaOtzarot, V'Shar HaMadai. V'Shar HaMadai, they used to make a kimur. How do you say it in English?
Or build wall?
An arch, thank you. So they would make arch. Where's the Gemara I gave you?
This
morning.
Ooh.
No. Pretty pictures. Pass it over here. The wrong page.
We brought everything back.
No, we've got now the Maoris on Yuma with special pictures of the covered Yuma. We're on the wrong page. What happened?
He's reading the words, not looking at the picture.
You're not looking at the picture. So where's the right page here? No, I looked at it to see if they had a picture of the Sharim. They did. Here it is. Yeah. So where's the Sharim Adai? Well, what is this? Okay, let's say something like this. Yeah. So just a regular. Let's start with this. We'll get on to this case coming up. But just a Shar. The Shar looks like it's curved on top. Yeah. Arch. So the Shar HaMadai is, can I keep this looking just for a few minutes so I can make reference to it? And a Shar She'ino Mekora, if you have a entryway that does not have a piece over the top, then it's not called a Shar to be Mechayim. And a Shar She'in Gavoha Asara, it's not Ten Tvachim High. Those are the sixth. It's very nice, except you didn't learn how to count yet. You told me there's six gates, then you told me seven in the list. Thought I wasn't counting, huh? No, that's because the Shar HaMadai is really a machlokas tanoim. I didn't want to include it as an absolute because there are those who would disagree. Why? The Tanya, this is a sugya we've had so many times before, the Shabbat and the Meiravim, Kippa, Rabbi Meir Mechayev Mezuzah, V'chachamim potrim, that if you have an arch, so according to Rabbi Meir, it's chayiv in the mezuzah, even though, and we're going to explain what the case is and make it very meduyak, but even though you don't have in the archway per se, you don't have your standard requirements for petach. Standard requirements for petach has to be at least 10 tvachim high, and it has to be at least 4 tvachim wide, and here you've got less than that because of the curve that comes up to the top. Nonetheless, Rabbi Meir holds it's chayiv in mezuzah. V'chachamim potrim. Now, let's clarify. Shavim, they're all agreed. Sheim yesh beragla asara shechayavim b'mezuzah. Everybody's agreed that if you have 10 tvachim of height, which is the correct distance of width, meaning 4, before it starts now becoming thinner, you can ignore the top, because basically you've got a 4x10 petach, that's for sure. Omer Abaya, let me clarify that a little bit. Everybody agrees. I don't want you to mistake what it's saying over here. If you've got a total of 10 that you measure from the tippy top, and it's still, in other words, it hasn't come up, the kimur hasn't sealed the top. So if you draw a straight line from the top down to the bottom, you've got 10. But ein baragla shlosha, you don't have an area of 3 tvachim on the bottom, which is 4 tvachim wide. And 3 tvachim is always the minimal amount to be considered separate from the ground. So if that's the case, you haven't started the petach. Rabbi Meir is not saying his idea, which is called chokkim hashlim, that you can gouge out, so to speak, abstractly, you can gouge out an area to expand an existing petach and have it have the din. That's only where you have the schematic of a petach. The schematic of a petach would require 3 tvachim of height of the minimum of 4 tvachim width between them, and a minimum of 10 tvachim height in total, which could then be hollowed out. But if you never started the petach, there's nothing to discuss. Furthermore, even if you would have baragla shlosha, you would have a height of 3 tvachim by 4, but your ruler won't hit all the way up to 10 because the petach now curves and closes before 10. So there's no empty space, which is a full 10 tvachim, not even on a line. So again, you don't have a schematic. There's lav klumi. There's no petach here to start with. You need the 4x10. That you need. Your brain needs to be able to fill in a petach. For your brain to fill in a petach, it requires a schematic of 4x10. And the description of 4x10 would mean that the bottom part is at least 3 tvachim high by 4. That's what it would mean. So given that you start with 4x3 on the bottom, and you have a line of 10 tvachim high from the middle, now Rabbi Meir would say, lo nech l'kuela begovoa asara, there's one line of 10, v'yesh baragla shlosha, and there is at the bottom 3 tvachim 4, but in the rest of the distance between the top of the 3 and the line of the 10, you don't have rochva arba. But you do have surrounding material. Yesh balochuk lashli mal arba'a. In other words, you have surrounding material. If you don't have surrounding material, like this case, forget it. Rabbi Meir is not saying you imagine a petach, a bottom picture where a petach doesn't exist. He's saying if you have a place that you could theoretically view this as being chokuk, then give it the quality of the chakika. It's called chokakin ma'ashlim. So over there, where are they arguing? Lo nechvel begavah asarah, b'yesh baragla shlosha, but ein baragba arba, from the top of the shlosha till the asarah. But nonetheless, yesh balachuk, you could hollow it out now, gouge it out, in order la'ashlimala arba'a, so there's enough physical stone around it that allows you space, that if you wanted to, you could hollow it out. There, Rabbi Meir sarva chokakin la'ashlim, v'rabbanan savri en chokakin la'ashlim, which is why I left this particular case out of the list, because I wanted you to notice that I'm one extra, so that you should understand that one of these is not being included, because it's not absolute. There's a lot of additional material you'd have to know. All of these measurements, plus the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim. Tana Rabbana, Beta Knesset, Beta Isha, Beta Shutafim, are all chayavim b'mezuzah. Why in the Beta Isha? Why would I think a woman is part of mezuzah? Pshita? Ma'od etema Beitcha v'lo Beita, or Beitcha v'lo Batehem. I might think that Beitcha is very specific. It uses the masculine, maybe it means a masculine home. Or it uses the singular, maybe it means a singular home. Gamash Melanda, that's not the case. And you know, now that you bring it up, maybe it is the case. How do you know it's not the case? Because Why else does the Torah continue to say, Leman yirbuyim mechem v'mei v'neichem? You're trying to tell me, honey, bochai, honey, lo bochai. Women don't need to live. But they're not included in Leman yirbuyim. And obviously, it's a reference to women, to shutfim, to all people who are concerned for their lives. Ah, so then what is the point of saying beitcha? You're saying the beitecha is a reference specifically to your own. That's telling me a very special din. That's Kidarava. The Omar Rava, Beitcha, is also a lashon of entry. Derech biyatecha, the way you would walk into a house. You're standing in front of the door. Almost all people are right-footed. So if you enter the door, biyatecha to the bayit will be to extend your right foot into the door. If you extend your right foot, that's where you should be finding the mezuzah, which means that the mezuzah should be on your right. That is what the Beitcha means. When a person moves his foot, usually will move his right foot. Tanya Idak, another brighter, says Beit HaKneset, or Beit HaShutafim, or Beit HaYish.
Are you sure that that's the way?
I'm sorry?
Right foot first.
People are right footed.
I'm saying, well, not that he's sure, there's no opinion of it.
No. It's just the way it is. It's the Mitzvah. There's another bright, very similar in the sugya of Negaim, that it says there, Beit HaKneset, Beit HaShutafim, Beit HaYisha, Betamim, BeNegaim. So there too we ask, isn't that obvious? Why wouldn't they be? Pshita. Mao Detema Uba Shelo Habayit. Note that it states, the guy who's got the house. Why does that talk about the guy who's got the house? Lo Velo Ladim. It appears to mean the guy, not the girl. And Lo Velo Lahen, the individual owner, and not the group. Kamashvon, therefore the Braita had to tell me that no, that's not the case. Ve'ima achinami, maybe indeed that is the case. Or Markra, Bebeit Eretz Achuzatchem. So Beit Eretz Achuzatchem is Lashon Rabim, including the whole population. And therefore would include everyone. Why then does it stress the guy who's got the house, Lo Lomali? Ah, that's to tell me a moral part. That Mishemiyached Beito Lo, that this entire halakha of your house being affected by these horrible negaim is a man who keeps his house for himself. She'enoro tela shi'u kelav. He doesn't like sharing, you see. So somebody says, could I borrow your ex? And he always says, I don't mean his ex, I mean his ex.
His lawnmower.
V'omer she'enlo, and he says, I don't own such a thing. So what happens? He gets now negoyim in his house. He's got to take everything out of the house. And everybody's saying, oh, there's the ex he didn't have. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarsimo kishe mifaneh beito. So we now know what he's got in his house. But meanwhile, but this excludes, that was the law comes to exclude somebody. Prat l'mash'il kelav l'achirim, a man who's happy to share, doesn't get negayim in his bayit. It has nothing to do with the halakha to try to tell me that it's only a male or only an individual. Now, but I notice you mentioned the Beit HaKneset. Is a Beit HaKneset indeed able to be makabel tumat negayim? V'atanya, doesn't the Braita say, Yocho yiyu batei knesiyot ubatei medrashot mitamim benegayim, Talmud omar uba asher lo habayit, mishim yuchad lo? Here we darshan something else from lo habayit, that the house has to be for his personal use. Marshein kein a Beit HaKneset or Beit HaMidrash, yatsu elo shein miyuchadim lo? So here we've got two very different approaches to the lo. Lokasha, there is indeed a machlokas. Ho Rebbe Meir, ho Rabbon. And I'll show you there's a machlokas. Tanya. Beit HaKneset, she yeshba beit dira lachazan HaKneset. So we saw earlier, if there's a place for the chazan to live. Okay, so the chazan, by the way, did not mean the guy who sang. It was the guy who cleaned up, took care of the shashamish, what we call it. So chayav b'mezuzah. V'she'en ba beit dira. Ah, but what about on its own, without having the beit dira? Rabbi Meir is Mechayev. Okay, so in other words, he obviously was the author of the first braita that included the Beit HaKneset. Whereas the Chachamim, Potri. So there's a machlokas whether we look at a Beit HaKnesset as a bayit or not. Well, you know what? Maybe it may be Beit HaMava Rabbanan. It might be that both are going according to the Rabbanan, and maybe the earlier reference to the Beit HaKnesset was a Beit HaKnesset that has a Beit Diran, maybe, huh? So maybe there's no machlok. Maybe how the it be Beit Diran, the let be Beit Diran. We've already seen this in Afkamina. Or you know what? Maybe both cases we're talking about where there was no Beit Diran, and nonetheless there's a Braita who's saying that a Beit Knesset is Chayevet, but you know why? It's referring to a Beit Knesset in a small town, in a village. It's a big difference. A Beit Knesset in a Krach, Hadikrachim. Here we have a Beit Knesset next door. Does anybody know who owns the Beit HaKnesset? No. Does anybody know who to go to get the keys to the Beit HaKnesset? No. Does anybody know who's paying for the Beit HaKnesset? No. Nobody knows anything. So that's a bayit. That's not miuchad to anybody, right? Mashenkin, you go into a little town, and some guy opened up a shul in his backyard in Zecher of his deceased grandparents and so on. So the kfar over there, it's considered to be low. It has baalim that everybody knows and so on. Whereas a krachim, that's what it means. It's not miyuchad. Okay, so now you're telling me the krachim ain't matami ben agoyim. Wait, so according to this, you're saying that if it's a Beit HaKnesset in a large town, so then it's not mekabel tumas legoyim. But is that true? V'atanya, doesn't it say in the Braita when we darshan bebeit eretz achuzatchem? Achuzatchem mitama ben egoyim, only your own personal achuza. But Yerushalayim is not mitama ben egoyim. And comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, Ani lo shamadi ela makom migdash bilvat. As far as I know, it's only the Beit HaMikdash itself that isn't mitama ben egoyim. But Yerushalayim would be mitama ben egoyim. But I mean, certainly it's clear here that in general, batei knesiyot, batei midrashot, would be mitama ben egoyim. The only question is, what about Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash? But I mean, where do we find the man, the Amru, who says batei knesiyot and Beit HaMidrash will not be mekabel tumah? And apparently that's even though it's krachim ninu, because certainly Yerushalayim is a krach. So, no, maybe we heard Rabbi Yehuda wrong. Eimo Amru Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati ela makom mekudash bilvad. Not only the Beit HaMikdash. Any place that is Mekudash. In other words, we find over here Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a Beit HaKnesset. Tosus comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, is the Bar Plukt of Rabbi Meir. So that in the Machlokas that we had earlier, so Rabbi Meir, indeed, there's a Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim. The Chachomim are Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a Beit HaKnesset indeed would be potter and would not be Metame ben Egoyim. Why? Because it's considered to be a makom mikudash. Well, we'll talk about the machlokas tomorrow. Yeah, but what? Right, but you gave a reason, and your reason may not be right. That we'll see tomorrow. Okay, this is the thesis for Parsha Shlach Tovshin Samach Vav. Came to recognize that the contrast is essentially between Avoda and Lashon Hara. So that Avoda in terms of the Nisachim is indeed the opposite of Lashon Hara. The Tvila that we have of Hashem Svatai Tiftach at the beginning in Yilor Atzonim Refi and so on, all of these in Yonim are because the nature of Tvila is the nature of the original Aveda, which becomes the Adam as the bringer of information together, whereas the Eved is the opposite of the Oved, in which the information now is twisted and warped because of what it is that his Ratzon is being separate from the universe is. And therefore, Lashon Hara and Lo Sasur are fundamentally interrelated. There's not a real difference between the Chet Ela al Lashon Hara, that it was Nechtam, or the Chet of the Meraglim themselves, the fact of going out the Regal and the Atzis Meraglim, because it's the Bechia itself, the Bechia Shalchinan, that indicates that the mode of looking at the world was an adolescent mode of whining and of crying instead of commitment of making. And that Bechiya Shafinam therefore lies at the bottom of Avdut and the unwillingness to be the Oved, which by definition is the nature of creating a world in which information is warped and which must therefore break down, and therefore ends up here with literal Lashon Hara, the loss of an Eretz Yisrael whose only taklit is in terms of a Yesh Ve'etzim Ayin, only the Eitz Hadat, and therefore cannot be engaged with any element of Lashon Hara still as part of our commitments. So that the Yetziyah Mimitzrayim that begins with Lashon and learning Dibur comes in Sefer Bamidbar, which is the learning how to speak, to its moment of contrast in the Parsha Shlach, which is the moment of the Havdolah of Ben Ha'or Ben Ha'Choshech, is the moment of the Havdolah between language and between Lashon Hara, between Aveda, which becomes here the Nesachim, the involvement of Adam and the meaning of the Nesachim, and Lashon Hara.
Yachid.
For a Yachid, yeah.